A massive wooden throne stands upon a dais at the heart of a chamber, so vast only a sun could light it all. Upon that throne, a body sprawls, veiled by shoals of shadow, pinioned by silver knives driven through its feet and hands. Sometimes that body sighs softly in its sleep. Impelled by bitter dreams, it crawls behind its sightless eyes. This is survival of a sort. In the night, when the wind no longer licks through its unglazed windows, nor prances along its untenanted halls, nor whispers to its million creeping shadows, that fortress is filled with the silence of stone. Chapter 55. No will. No identity. At home in the House of Pain. Chapter 56.
There you are! Where have you been? Welcome back to...
The House of Pain? Chapter 57. The House of Pain. I went there, but do not remember the journey or the visit. I was on hands and knees on broken pavement, my palms and knees hurt. I lifted a hand, my palm was torn. Blood oozed from a dozen abrasions. My mind was numb. I raised my other hand, began picking out bits of paving brick. 50 yards away, the side of a building glowed olive, pulsating. A circle of masonry blew outward. Shadows sprang out of the darkness. With weapons bare, they scrambled through the hole. Shouts and the clang of metal came from inside. I got up and wandered in that direction, vaguely interested, but not sure why, not even thinking definable thoughts.
Hey!
A shadow at that hole stared at me. I didn't yell, so that must have been the shadow.
That you, Mergen?
I kept walking, head spinning. My course curved to the right. I banged into the side of a building. After that, I had a sure means of navigation. Like a drunk, I steered by keeping one hand on the wall.
Here he is!
The shadow pointed at me. Candles.
Yeah. You all right? What did they do to you?
I had little pains everywhere. I felt like I'd been stabbed and cut and burned.
Who?
Nobody did anything, did they? Where am I? When?
Huh?
A man leaned through the side of the building. He wore a scarf wrapped around his face. Only his eyes were visible. He studied me momentarily, popped back inside. Somebody in there yelled. People jumped into the street. Some carried bloody weapons. All were masked. A couple grabbed my arms and took off.